Witchcraft. How to protect yourself and others against magic attacks. A modern beginner's guide to urban green magic and sustainable nature rituals. Written by Martin Lambert. Chapter 1. Understanding witchcraft in today's world. Witchcraft is steeped in tradition and history, but the concepts surrounding the craft are almost wholly shrouded in myth and misunderstanding. Centuries of misrepresentation and demonizing through mainstream narratives have come to pass when, in reality, it is neither dark magic nor superstition, but a profound path of spirituality. However, contemporary witchcraft emphasizes self-empowerment, personal transformation, and close relationships with nature and the inner self. Today, more and more people have been getting into witchcraft for its use in personal growth, healing, and channeling energies toward positive change. It is only through the removal of this cloud of outdated myths and misconceptions that people can begin to see witchcraft not as something to be feared, but rather as a practice that furthers self-awareness, setting intention, and personal empowerment. Perhaps the most persistent myth about witchcraft is that it has to do with evil practices or the worship of dark forces. This misconception comes primarily through historical persecution at the hands of untold cultural portrayals, such as the infamous Salem witch trials and sensationalized media depictions. It has nothing to do with modern witchcraft and those evil deeds. It is based on a very positive philosophy. It encourages practitioners to be in tune with nature, true to their intentions, and at peace with themselves. Practitioners generally adhere to the Wiccan Rite or similar ethical directives that embrace the principle of no harm. Many contemporary witches believe in the law of threefold return, which says that whatever energy they send into the world, positive or negative, will return threefold to them. This usually acts as a moral guide for them, ensuring responsibility and consideration in their practices. Another similar misunderstanding about witchcraft is the belief that it requires either a belief in a supernatural or occult manner. While some practitioners will surely envelop their practices in mysticism or work with the spiritual realm, the reality is that witchcraft can range from the strictly secular to the profoundly spiritual. At its very core, the practice of witchcraft is about the power of intention, harnessing personal will, and using ritual as one's method of focusing the mind. Many modern witches approach craft from either a psychological or scientific point of view. Those rituals are just great ways to set intentions and help reinforce positive thinking patterns. For instance, lighting a candle or even creating a crystal grid often has little to do with invoking some exterior force, but rather with creating in one's consciousness a particular emotional state, such as calm or clarity. In this respect, witchcraft could be something accessible to anyone, regardless of their ideology, in that at its bare essentials, it may be no more than a method of enhancing mindfulness and self-discipline. One of the most magical things about witchcraft is that it is a practice of self-empowerment. In a time when the world feels lost from the sense of thyself and others, witchcraft offers one a very down-to-earth way to become reacquainted with one's power. The practice asks that people take responsibility for their lives, tap into their intuition, and trust their inner wisdom. To many practitioners, the power of witchcraft lies in its role to provide a safe space for people to be themselves and work on personal values without judgment. By setting intentions through